The coronavirus pandemic found many scrambling to find jobs as workers found themselves temporarily laid off due to the shutdowns. This is Don Rush. According to a new report looking at the country's top 30 cities, skilled freelancers pulled in an estimated $234 billion last year. Survey was conducted by Fiverr, which provides services to freelancers. We talked with Brent Messenger, vice president with the company, about this, their fourth annual survey. What's been the impact on this, the Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, but particularly the Baltimore area?
Yeah, so Baltimore ranks 23rd out of 30 by population. I think some people might be surprised by that. Baltimore is really doing great. There's an estimated earning there for 2020 of about $2 billion. So a lot of economic activity generated by these workers. Now, the way we categorize these workers is kind of in three main areas. We look at creative services. So these are like artists and video producers and editors. Skilled technical services, so architects and you know, web developers, app developers, and things like that. And then skilled professional services, so lawyers, accountants, marketing experts, and things like that. So in Baltimore, you know, the professional services category is huge. It's $993 million worth of economic activity. But even on the smaller side, the creative services has grown as well. That's $220 million worth of economic activity there in Baltimore. So it seems like Baltimore is really on the rise when it comes to freelancing.
One of the things I've noticed in your report is that I believe it's more than 6 in 10 skilled independents that believe their industry was not impacted by the pandemic. In fact, they believe they saw some kind of opportunities. What kind of impact has there been then?
You know, it's interesting. It was one of those things when I think if we could all go back and think about what it was like when the lockdown started, I think no one really knew for sure what was going to happen. Well, the thing is, skilled independent workers, they'd always been working remotely, so they knew how to do this. So suddenly, they were picking up projects and jobs that companies needed done rapidly, and they were able to just continue working. And then the other phenomenon was a lot of brick-and-mortar businesses, small mom-and-pop shops, they didn't have any digital footprint, no online presence whatsoever. So they rapidly needed to figure out how to sell their services online. So we're talking about e-commerce stores, social media advertising, and things like that. So freelancing came roaring back and really was, it helped a lot of businesses survive.
Finally, do you think that given the pandemic and the changes that we've just seen, that we're going to also see a permanent change in workers and how they relate to their companies? That, for instance, we will see more freelancing or at least more distant working as opposed to what we did before, just simply because we went through this experience?
Yeah, I think so. It's hard to know how companies will adapt to this, whether or not they'll want to allow more employees to work independently. In our survey, 92% of skilled independent workers said that they want to work in a community with high-speed internet available and, believe it or not, friendly people. So what you find are people, you know, leaving cities and leaving places where they weren't happy with the infrastructure or necessarily the sort of attitudes and vibe of the city they were in, and they go find someplace else that's better to work. So hopefully those companies you mentioned in your question will be able to adapt to remote workers, and it'll allow people to live a lifestyle that feels, better for that person.
Brent Messenger, vice president with Fiverr, which provides services to freelance workers. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.